Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
Completely on their survival. We are, all of you know it, on the edge of a climatic abyss. In fact, we have 500 days to avoid a climate chaos.
On the International Day of Peace, the United Nations calls for a complete cessation of hostilities around the world. Peace and security are essential foundations for social progress and sustainable development.
When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction comes on them, like labor pains come on a pregnant woman. They will not escape.
Let's look at some of the cards from the Illuminati game that have the 923 and 924 hidden in them. This game originally came out in 1982, and in the rule book for the expansion set from 1983, Robert Shea wrote, "Maybe the Illuminati are behind this game. They must be. They are, by definition, behind everything. I believe the Illuminati are behind this game, and many of the cards have already taken place. I believe that they hid the 923 and 924 dates right in many of the cards. This card, called Seize the Time, shows what looks like an asteroid hitting the Earth. You can see the 9 and the slash, and then if you add up the 9 plus 12 plus 3, you get 24. So I think that this card is showing 924, something is hitting the Earth. The next card is called Barcodes, and we see the 666. If we turn the 6s upside down, we see 9s, and then we have the 23 and 24 numbers hidden in the barcode also. This reminds me of the Miley Cyrus song called 23, where we see the 666 and 923 hidden as well. We then have the Warehouse 23 card, where the 9/23 is very clearly shown. The Pave the Earth card also has the 923 hidden. We can see the 9 in two different ways on this card. The next card is called Convenience Stores, and the 923 is connected here to the word lotto, which takes us back to the Deep Impact movie talking about a lottery and showing the 923 date also.
A network of immense caves has been constructed. We're going to hold a national lottery. We can put 1 million people in them for 2 years. It is our new Noah's Ark.
The next card is called Mass Murder, and again we see the 923 hidden here. Then we have the Pledge Drive card, where 923 is hidden twice in the numbers. Finally, we have the card called Vatican City, where we have the 9 with the W, which is the 23rd letter of the alphabet. So here we have the Pope and the 923 hidden right when he is scheduled to be at the White House. Let's listen to what others are saying about this event.
This is Washington.
We received official confirmation from the Vatican this morning. In fact, here's the confirmation in my hand that Pope Francis will be attending the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia in September of next year.
The breaking news about the Pope this morning. The Pope has officially announced he's coming to Philadelphia next September.
September 25th, to be exact.
Put it on your calendar. Pope Francis is coming to Philadelphia.
Now, the Pontiff visit is part of the World Meeting of Families set for next September.
Plans have been in the works for this trip for months, but it just now became official. This will be the Pope's first visit to the United States, and again, he's coming to Philadelphia. Pope Francis made the announcement in Rome during his opening remarks at a meeting sponsored by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith.
Archbishop Chaput even says that he is overjoyed and he believes that the Pope's presence next year for the World Meeting of Families will electrify the gathering.
Breaking news from Pope Francis this morning announcing he will visit the United States. The historic trip will include a stop in Philadelphia.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Looking to absolve your sins? Well, the solution is right at your fingertips. The Vatican has announced Pope Francis will be offering forgiveness in 140 characters or less. Per tradition, Francis will offer plenary indulgences, that is, reductions on purgatory time, to participants at World Youth Day later this month. A Vatican official told Vatican Radio, indulgences are linked to a theme that Pope Francis has spoken very frequently about since the moment of his election, that is to say, to the gift of God's mercy. About 2 million pilgrims are expected to head to Rio de Janeiro for the new pontiff's first trip abroad, hoping to shave off some time in limbo. But they're not the only ones. Any of his 7 million Twitter followers legitimately prevented from attending will have the same opportunities. Francis has extended the rites and pious exercises of the event to those following it on TV, radio, and through social media.
The Pope has rewritten the Church's historically harsh attitude toward non-believers. The Pope said, "This commandment for everyone to do good, I think, is a beautiful path toward peace. If we each, doing our own part, if we do good to others, if we meet there, doing good, and we go slowly, gently, little by little, we will make that culture of encounter. We need that so much. We must meet one another doing good."
Good news for all you atheists out there. Jesus is still going to redeem you. During his homily at Wednesday Mass, Pope Francis emphasized the importance of doing good as a principle that unites all humanity. In his sermon, he said, "The Lord has redeemed all of us, with the blood of Christ, all of us, not just Catholics. Everyone, even the atheists, everyone."
I'm fairly exhilarated that the Pope is taking a stand that science is science, religion is religion, and you can have religion and still understand science, that it's important that people understand evolution. You can have a complete understanding of evolution and still accept God.
Pope said today that God is not a magician with a magic wand. Evolution and the Big Bang Theory are real.
The Pope said, quote, "When we read about creation in Genesis, we risk imagining God as a magician with a magic wand able to make everything. But that is not so." Now, the Pope added he created beings and allowed them to develop according to the internal laws that he gave to each one, so they were able to develop and to arrive at their fullness.
Very carefully. It says, he's also the first pontiff to heartily recommend the Lord of the World, Robert Hugh Benson's trippy dystopian novel from 1907. A strange, intense, and not entirely successful book about the rise of the Antichrist, the demise of the church, and the end of the world. This is the book that he actually recommended, and this article is from March 14, 2015, you guys. Benson wrote this novel called Lord of the World. It was about the Antichrist. It was about the fall of the Catholic Church. It was about the fact that the last pope would not actually believe in Christianity. He would not actually believe in Jesus Christ. He would find it to be untrue. Okay, so if you can read for yourself on Wikipedia, there's a quite a lengthy synopsis of the book. It's actually in three parts. But I will tell you guys, you please read through it because you will be stunned by what you read. Pope Francis, in one of his recent interviews, said that this was the book that he recommends.
In closing, if you want another listen or tell your friends about us, go to the website dedicated to this program, www.cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our free monthly newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. God bless you. Shalom. RitaWilliamsSivasMinistry.com.